Maryland and Washington residents could be facing a supermarket shutdown next week. Negotiations, which have been going on for several weeks, apparently have produced no agreement, and Sunday is the deadline. Supermarkets in the Baltimore-Washington area would be affected. WCBM News Time, 6:04.
The House of Ajax has a money-back offer for you.
Refunds of up to $4 on designated sizes of Ajax Cleanser, Ajax All-Purpose Cleaner, Ajax Window Cleaner and Defogger, Ajax Laundry Detergent, and Ajax for Dishes. Here's how it works.
Send us proofs of purchase and your register tape, circle the Ajax prices, and we'll send you a full cash refund on any three Ajax products you buy.
Plus, refunds of 50 cents each on the next one, or two. Up to $4 in refunds on enough Ajax cleaners to keep your house clean for weeks.
Look for complete details and the official entry blank at your grocer's, or write Box 343, Brooklyn, New York. With refunds of up to $4 waiting for you, it pays to try Ajax today.
In the midst of reports and denials that an agreement between the North Vietnamese and the U.S. has been reached, Metro Media's Gary Axelson reports presidential advisor Henry Kissinger will be heading back to Paris.
Administration officials expect Henry Kissinger will be flying back to Paris as early as next week for another round of talks with the North Vietnamese. These sources say the peace talks have reached what they call a very serious stage. Kissinger and Le Duc Tho are trying to find some way to reconcile President Nixon's May 8th formula and the latest proposal of the Viet Cong. The sticking point, as it has been for some time, is the shape of the Saigon government. The Nixon administration has still not given up on the possibility of reaching an agreement before the November 7th election. In fact, a tentative deadline of Sunday for tying up loose ends has now been extended into the first week of October. This is Gary Axelson of the State Department.
And the question is, was there any progress made at today's latest public session of the Paris peace talks? We put that question to correspondent John Rolfson in the French capital.
In the talks themselves today, there was no evidence of anything new. And if, in fact, something is going on secretly or has happened secretly, all the delegates today were very careful to conceal it.
Meanwhile, three American prisoners of war recently released by the North Vietnamese are scheduled to land at Kennedy Airport in New York within the hour. They are to be met by U.S. military officials. An apparent new era in relations has begun between Red China and Japan. We get details on that story from correspondent Irv Chapman in Tokyo.
When the prime ministers of China and Japan put their signatures to the summit agreement, the Japanese government is expected to express repentance at the great trouble Japan caused the Chinese people in years past. The two countries will declare their previous state of war at an end, and Japan will recognize the government of the People's Republic of China as the sole and legitimate government of China. And Peking and Tokyo will exchange ambassadors. Sources here in Tokyo also expect no mention will be made of Japan's agreements with the United States for the security of the Western Pacific region. This is Irv Chapman, ABC News, Tokyo.
A violent explosion ripped through a Dundalk home late this morning, killing one person, injuring two others. Police are withholding the name of the dead victim, but in serious condition at city hospitals is 21-year-old Nancy Nunley of 303 Main Street. 69-year-old Gussie Holloway of the same address was treated and released. The explosion, believed caused by leaking gas, leveled one home, sparked a two-alarm fire, which gutted a second building on the block. Fire officials are still investigating that incident. New York stock market has closed higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up nearly 8 points. Trading was moderately active. 30 industrials closed at 955.15, up 7.90. WCBM News Time, 6:09.
Sooner or later, you're going to shop Suburban Chevrolet, and when you do, you're going to buy a new Chevy. There's no better time than now, because Suburban Chevrolet has the new 73 Vegas in stock, ready for immediate delivery for the same price as a 72 Vega. So why settle for a leftover 72 Vega when Suburban Chevrolet will sell you a brand new 73 Vega for the price of a 72? There's no waiting for these new 73 Vegas. In fact, Suburban Chevrolet has over 100 new 1973 73 Vegas in stock, ready to go for the same price you pay elsewhere for a 72 Vega. If you're ready to buy a new 73 Vega, Suburban Chevrolet's got it. To give you an idea, that Suburban Chevrolet means business. They're selling all remaining 72 Chevys for only $59 over cost while they last. See Suburban Chevrolet, 6005 Bel Air Road, just 2 miles south of Beltway Exit 32.
Now downtown to transit and traffic for our final rush hour report of this evening. Here's Vernon Holley.
Right now, traffic's moving very well throughout Baltimore. We still have the operational problem at Edmondson Avenue and Poplar Grove, so use a great deal of caution here. Also, a malfunctioning signal at Eastern and Macon. McLean Boulevard and Northern Parkway, we're checking that signal also. No recent accidents or fires. The Jones Falls Expressway, Harper Tunnel, and the Beltway, heavy and moving well. That's your latest. Let's get back to WCBM.
Baltimore weather, considerable cloudiness through tomorrow, chance of a little rain or drizzle tonight, and a chance of showers or thunder showers tomorrow afternoon. Also tomorrow night and Saturday morning. The lows tonight in the lower 60s, the highs tomorrow in the upper 70s to around 80. The relative humidity is 76%. It is 68 degrees. That's the 6 o'clock report. This is Ted Beinert, WCBM News.
Hey, Ted.
Yes, Bob.
Were you aware today is the birthday anniversary of Confucius?
Confucius who?
You know, the great Chinese philosopher and leader and what have you.
Oh, no, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, well, do you have a heavy Chinese proverb for us? You know, one we could use on the air.
Noodles. No, I don't, Bob. I'm sorry.
Okay. Give a guy a break and what happens, see? WCBM.
I look at you and I see what I've been looking for. Now it's very clear to me we should be together.
Seekers, I'd beg, steal, or borrow. You're with Bob Gamlin here at WCBM on a Thursday in Baltimore. If you're homeward bound, I want to urge you to drive carefully, please. 68 degrees downtown. The WCBM Art Gallery opens this Sunday, October 1st, with a new showing featuring 11 members of the Maryland chapter of Artist Equity Association. So come on by and meet the artists and enjoy a sculpture demonstration by Richard O'Connell, president of AEA. We're at 2610 North Charles Street. Refreshments will be served. That's Sunday from 1 to 5 right here at WCBM.
I don't mind even paying anything the way I am. And I got my home paid for that I struggle for so hard.
Did you write me this letter because of my property tax reduction proposal?
I did.
All his public life, this man has led the fight for tax reform. He has seen firsthand the inequities of a tax system that can force an elderly lady to pay one-third of her income on property taxes alone, while others go free.
I don't think it's right to make $154 million and then not pay any taxes. We would close some of those loopholes.
Well, I know you will, and I hope. I just wished I had something to help you with. I can vote. That's for sure.
That's what I need right now more than anything else.
The McGovern for President Committee asks you to vote for the one candidate who's doing something about taxes. That's why they paid for this message. McGovern, Democrat, for the people.
People don't mind paying taxes if they're fair.
Paid for by People for McGovern Committee by Authority John Brenner, Treasurer.
At the foot of Canal Street in New Orleans is one of the only things left that's free. A ferry boat ride across the Mississippi River. Moving out past cargo ships filled with bananas from Ecuador, coffee beans from Peru. You're slipping through the same waters that pirate galleons once cruised. Now the other shore appears, ancient oaks dressed in billowing moss. All this on a ferry boat ride. It's free. New Orleans. One of the places that make Eastern Airlines what it is. The second largest passenger carrier of all the airlines in the free world. The wings of man.
Eastern has the earliest nonstop to New Orleans, plus additional connecting flights throughout the day. For reservations or information, call Eastern or call your travel agent. 16 minutes past 6 o'clock with Bob Gamlin here at WCBM. This is young Donny Osmond asking the musical question, why?
I never let you go. Why? Because I love you.
I love you.
Ooh, I always love you so. Why? Because you love me.
That's a good record. Donny Osmond.
Oh, you love me, baby.
Why? 19 minutes past 6 with Bob Gaylord at WCBN.
Get down to it. Let's get down to it. The Lucite Penny Saver Sale is on right now, so don't you fail to paint right now and save.
save right now. The Lucite Penny Saver Sale.
Right now, participating retailers are having a Lucite Penny Saver Sale. You can save a pile of pennies on Lucite. A good deal on a great paint.
The Lucite Penny Saver Sale.
Get down to it!
McDonald's is open for breakfast. Surprised? Well, wait till you see what we're serving. Florida orange juice, coffee, and the new Egg McMuffin. A fresh egg grilled in butter with cheese and Canadian bacon on a toasted buttered English muffin. And it's at a price that it won't jolt you awake. So try breakfast at McDonald's.
So get up and get away to McDonald's.
McDonald's open at 7 a.m. for breakfast.
Straight through number 40 to number 1, the most happening music in the United States right now. This is Casey Kasem inviting you to review the American Top 40 this and every Saturday evening from 9 until midnight right here on WCBM, the music sound of the 70s.
Thank you, Casey. And if you're going to be doing your thing on the bay for fun or profit, winds will be out of the northeast at 5 to 12 knots today, becoming easterly, and then southeasterly at about 10 knots later tonight. Friday, southerly winds at 10 to 20 knots, weather mostly cloudy with the possibility of some drizzle and a chance of showers tonight and Friday. Visibility around 1 mile or less in early morning fog. And highs at the bay beaches will be in the 80s tomorrow. So it sounds like pretty good weather, except for a few showers. Bay water temperature in the low to mid-70s. 68 degrees in downtown Baltimore. The Brotherhood of Man. Say a prayer.
Every night just before you sleep.
Something exciting is going to happen this weekend right here on the radio station. The Baltimore Colts take on the Buffalo Bills at 1 o'clock. So mark it on your calendar, Sunday, October 1st. Baltimore and the Buffalo Bills on WCBM with Ted Moore and Ordale Bracy at 1 o'clock.
Have you heard the news? Have you heard the news? At the Equitable Trust Bank,
Have you heard the news? Now there's a 24-hour teller to serve you in every way. Day or night, 24 hours a day.
At our 24-hour teller, you can get cash anytime you need it. You can make deposits to your checking or savings account, transfer money from one account to another, and pay your utility bills. And if you want to do any of these things at 6 in the evening or even 2 in the morning, that's what our 24-hour tellers are for. Now installing at 28 branches.
At the Equitable Trust Bank, we never close. 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 Yes, it's a 24-hour teller to serve you in every way. Day or night, 24 hours a day. At the Equitable Trust Bank.
Break away from the ordinary, everyday routine. See the big entertainment on the giant screen. For uninterrupted excitement, movies are number one. Take the family out to the movies. Enjoy the fun.
Hey, WCBM says, let's go to the movies.
They butchered his family. The one mistake they made was leaving him alive. He bought six men out of hell, and they brought it with them. The Revengers, the finest killing machine the West had ever known. The Revengers, starring William Holden, Ernest Borgnine, Woody Strode, also starring Susan Hayward, a Cinema Center Films presentation, a National General Pictures release rated PG.
The Revengers, now showing at the Boulevard Colony, Patterson, North Point Drive-In, Patapsco, Timonium Drive-In, Cluster, and other NATO conventional and drive-in theaters. Audience rating is PG. Baltimore weather, chance of showers tonight, showers or thunder showers tomorrow, with a low tonight of 62, a high tomorrow up to 80, 68. Right now in Baltimore, we have easterly winds at 9.
WCBM.
From his album, Close Up, here he is, girls. Tiger Thomas Jones, the witch queen of New Orleans.
Marie, Marie, my voodoo, she put a spell on you. Marie, Marie, my voodoo, she put a spell on you. Marie, Marie, my voodoo, she's a witch queen of New Orleans. Of New Orleans. I'm gonna tell you a story strange in my teeth of zombie voodoo people and the witch queen of New Orleans. She lived in a world of magic, possessed by the devil's goo. From a shack near the swamp, I hear the mud vibrate in a place where the witch has been. Marie, Marie, my voodoo, she put a spell on you. Marie, Marie, my voodoo, she put a spell on you. Marie, Marie, my voodoo, she's a witch queen of New Orleans, of New Orleans. Dime or a nickel, anyone can buy voodoo of any kind. She had potions and lotions of a ton of leaf, guaranteed to blow your mind. Marie, my voodoo, she put a spell on you. Marie, Marie, my voodoo, she put a spell on you. Marie, Marie, my voodoo, she's a witch queen of New Orleans, of New Orleans.
Don't ever be lonely, poor little fool like me. Don't ever be lonely.
Brothers and Sister Rose on the Robert Galen radio program from WCBM. The Franklin Senior Class of 1967 will hold a reunion October 20th. And if you have not been contacted, maybe they're trying to tell you something. No. Call 833-3405 for information. 833-3405. And if you have announcements of community interest, send them along to me, Bob Galen, WCBM. Love to hear from you.
Things my mother used to say, things my mother told me to help me on my way. But mother had a feeling I might be too appealing, so mother never told me about Ultra Bright. More whitener than any leading toothpaste, yet as safe for teeth as the leading fluoride. And Ultra Bright has the taste that turned toothpaste from dull to dynamite. Mother never told me about Ultra Bright, the sex appeal toothpaste.
Take in a doubleheader on a hot summer day and you'll know how the bleachers got their name. Before you know it, you've got yourself a scorching thirst. A thirst for a couple of beers. So today, there's only one beer that'll do.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Ever seen someone empty his car ashtray on a parking lot? Is that what you'd call litter? Yeah, but litter is too nice a word for trash. So let's put the lid on litter.
Cause if everybody wants pitch in to clean up America, it won't be America anymore.
Oh, no.
Golden Memory Music, 1968. The Campbell Kid, Glenn.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat full low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Thank you, Glenn.
With more octane than the average or ordinary regular, helps protect against knocking.
Modern.
Regular gasoline.
Good drivability components. Helps prevent stall outs.
Regular gasoline.
Now Shell's got it all together, and it's new low-lead Shell Super Regular.
Super Regular Gasoline.
More octane than the average or ordinary regular.
Good drivability components.
Helps protect against knocking.
Helps prevent stall outs.
Super Regular Gasoline.
Step up to Shell's new Super Regular. You may never settle for ordinary regular again.
A pizza for you, one that you can call your own. Round and small, you can eat it all. Take your personal pizza home. Personal pizza.
Personal pizza.
Personal pizza.
Personal pizza.
Personal pizza from Roman. Big pizza flavor in every personal bite. And because each one is personal, you can personalize it with whatever you want. Look for Roman's personal pizzas in 4 or 10 packs in your grocer's freezer. They're just right for you anytime, whatever your personal reasons are.
Roman's got a pizza for you, one that you can call your own. Personal pizza.
November 7th is Election Day. Not only will Marylanders take part in the presidential and congressional elections, but many constitutional amendments and loan questions will be decided as well. Here is correspondent Eddie Fenton with a look at one of the issues to be decided on a statewide basis.
The publication of Law's constitutional amendment affects counties operating under a charter form of government.
The amendment requires the publication of all proposed laws or ordinances in at least one newspaper of general circulation in the county for 2 weeks prior to enactment. The amendment also requires publication of the law after enacted. There presently is no law requiring publication of laws before they are enacted in charter counties.
This report does not represent an editorial position on these issues. It is our hope that this information will better enable you to make your decisions on Election Day, November 7th. Another WCBM Community Interest contribution.
Thank you, gentlemen. So I want to urge you to get out and register to vote. Vote as often as you can. All right. This is Gary Puckett.
I tried to be your lover. I tried to be your friend. I tried to bend it your way, but your way doesn't bend. You choose to be a dreamer, but dreams are just pretend. So good night, my love. Sweet dreams, my friend. I'm leaving in the morning. I won't hardly make a sound. I see reaching out for me. I can't live for tomorrows. I'll never understand that watercolored futures and castles made of sand. And as I write this letter, for I loved you once. Please understand. I believe that in the morning, I will hardly make the sound. I see reaching out for me.
Isn't that a great record? Tremendous performance from Gary Puckett. Leaving in the morning on the Bob Galen radio program here at WCBM. This Saturday night, American Top 40 presents a special countdown of the 40 top recording artists of the past 5 years. Casey Kasem hosts the special presentation of American Top 40. That's this Saturday night at 9. Exclusively on WCBN.
A genuine business crisis is forcing Park Circle Chevrolet to take dramatic write-downs on over 500 new 72 Chevrolets. These 72 Chevys must be sold to make room for the 73 Chevrolets, which are rolling into the Detroit Connection by the hundreds. Right now at Park Circle, sales count, not profits. For example, 72 Monte Carlo hardtops with 350 V8, power steering, power disc brakes, now just $30.95. Monte Carlos, $30.95 during the crisis clearance at Park Circle Chevrolet. Here's more news on the crisis clearance. Detroit was overloaded with leftover 72 Chevys and shipped them to Park Circle Chevrolet. Now the Detroit Connection is overloaded. Truckloads of 73 Chevys arriving at Park Circle daily. Now buy a brand new 72 Impala, two-door hardtop, with power steering and power disc brakes for $29.95. Nobody in Baltimore but Park Circle can sell you an Impala hardtop at $29.95. Save now at Jeff Legum's Park Circle Chevrolet, 3400 block Reisterstown Road, Baltimore's largest Chevrolet dealer.
The crowds have gathered, waiting for the big moment. The curtain's going up, and now...
It's the preview opening of Security Square Mall, Baltimore's largest enclosed shopping mall. Hoschel Cohn and other exciting specialty stores just couldn't wait to open, and they're the stars of the show. Don't miss the preview opening of Security Square Mall. Take the Beltway to exit 17 and go west to Security Square Mall, the hit of the season.
Security Square Mall opens tomorrow.
And the Nashville Brass from the album Live in Person, featuring the 23 fingers of Curtis McPeak and his electric banjo. That guy's got more fingers on his hand there. Son of a gun. He works too, man. My name is Bob Galen. Delighted to have your company here at WCBM. This is Bobby Womack.
Where it began, I can't begin to know when. But then I know it's growing strong. Yes, it is. Wasn't a spring, and spring became a summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? And oh, hands, I like this. Touching hands. Reaching out, oh, touching me, touching you, and all I can say about it is that sweet Caroline, the good time never seems so good. I'm a true believer that I've been inclined to believe that they never, never, never. Seem so lonely. Are we feeling? Are we falling too? That's me and you, baby. And when I hurt, hurting ones off my shoulder, how can I hurt when I'm holding you? Back to my part again. Reaching out.
Bobby. Say it. Say it. Womack in peace with the Neil Diamond song, Sweet Caroline. Baltimore weather, chance of showers tonight. Showers or thunder showers tomorrow with a low of 62, high tomorrow 80 degrees. 68 right now in the Monumental City. We have easterly winds at 9.
It was back in September of 1831. They'd come to Baltimore by the thousands to take part in something new. Mr. Chairman, someone bellowed, we are here gathered in the great city of Baltimore to nominate Maryland's favorite son to defeat Andrew Jackson. Maryland hereby casts its votes for the only man who can save America, William Wirt. Well, that was the last of Mr. Wirt, but just the beginning of political conventions. It was the first in American history and reported by Baltimore's first newspaper. Today, you can still count on that paper being first or the latest. That's why it has Baltimore's largest daily readership. After all, we've been reporting politics and analyzing politicians before the nation had a president.
Since 1773, Baltimoreans have been getting the latest word in the News American. Now, in our 200th year, the News American, reporting the latest, the longest.
Look, I've got nothing against your mother as a person, but it's just that 5 or 6 weeks of extra food, you know, and with her parakeets.
She's not bringing the parakeets.
Well, that's something, anyway.
She's bringing the dogs instead.
Dogs? What dogs?
The two St. Bernards.
St. Bernards?
Well, she couldn't bring just one. They're so close. But
have you any idea what St. Bernards eat?
Chopped sirloin,
oh,
very
wait
lean.
A minute. Do you know what that'll cost?
Mother says if it isn't lean enough, they tend to get vicious.
I suppose they're both females besides.
Whenever you need money, come in or tell the phone. Ask the man at CIT for a Uniloan.
When your food bills go to the dogs, it's time for a Uniloan from CIT Financial Services. Uniloan, it's a bill buster. See your phone book or call toll-free 800-243-6000 for your nearest CIT office.
Yes, yes. Son of a gun, this must be the place for the Robert Galen radio program. This is Carol Sands.
Lonely eyes. Close.
registration for the upcoming presidential election will be held here at the WCBM Radio Place. That's on Friday, September 29th, between 2 and 8 p.m. We're at 2610 North Charles Street. So come on by and register to vote, okay?
The House of Ajax has a money-back offer for you.
Refunds of up to $4 on designated sizes of Ajax Cleanser, Ajax All-Purpose Cleaner, Ajax Window Cleaner and Defogger, Ajax Laundry Detergent, and Ajax for Dishes. Here's how it works.
Send us proofs of purchase and your register tape, circle the Ajax prices, and we'll send you a full cash refund on any three Ajax products you buy.
Plus, refunds of 50 cents each on the next one, or two. Up to $4 in refunds on enough Ajax cleaners to keep your house clean for weeks.
Look for complete details and the official entry blank at your grocer's, or write Box 343, Brooklyn, New York. With refunds of up to $4 waiting for you, it pays to try Ajax today.
This is Alan Christian. I am not convinced that there are things that go bump in the night. But we pursue them on two-way talk radio over WCBM from 9:05 to midnight. I try to keep an open mind on all subjects, and I invite you to join the discussion right here on WCBM.
Hugo Montenegro, from the album The Love Theme from The Godfather, I Can Feel the Earth Move. Alan Christian just walked through the studio. Music with Bob Galen here at the radio station, WCBM, on a Thursday evening in Baltimore. Gold and Memory 64 from Terry Stafford. Remember Suspicion?
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me. Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Suspicion.
Oh, it's my heart.
Suspicion.
Keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why touch me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you part us up?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you, I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious cause your love is so hard to find.
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why
WCBM, Metro Media for Baltimore.
Good evening, everyone. This is Douglas Carrick with the 7 o'clock report. The Maryland Public Service Commission has denied a rate increase request by the Chesapeake and Potomac Telephone Company. The company had asked rate hikes of some $25 million in additional revenue. In denying that request, the PSC says the hike followed closely on the heels of an approved rate increase, which took effect last January, and it wants to see how much that latest approved increase brings in before giving the go-ahead for yet another hike. Three American servicemen released last week by the North Vietnamese should be landing at Kennedy Airport in New York at this hour. It would end a journey that took the three halfway around the world by way of Peking and Moscow. The North Vietnamese released the men and said no more POWs would be let free until the U.S. withdraws from Vietnam. Correspondent Roger Sharp reports from the airport that the men will be given military orders by an Assistant Secretary of Defense when they land. Some new developments on those unauthorized airstrikes in the North Vietnam. The Senate Armed Services Committee heard a pilot say that not only the Air Force, but the Navy also participated in attacks on the communist country. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Richard Swiker says he's very disturbed by what he heard during the testimony.
I'm greatly disturbed by what I heard this morning because up until this point in the investigation, I felt the evidence all isolated. The Lavelle case is strictly related to 7th Air Force. View of what I've heard this morning, I'm now convinced that there's certainly some suspicion that the naval chain of command was involved. This, to me, points to a far wider operation.